relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. It's a sad, sad sight. The capital of the greatest nation on God's earth looking like, I don't know, Berlin at the height of the Cold War. Tens of thousands of troops. A divided city, a city that doesn't represent representative democracy or this republic. Let's ask somebody who's been fighting the good fight from the very beginning, a good friend to the show, how he sees all of these issues. From California, none other than Congressman Devin Nunes. Congressman, welcome back to America First.
Well, CBS, is great to be with you, and we live in very interesting times. I've RSVP'd to go to the inauguration, but it's almost impossible to get in there. We just got notified again now that going to have a COVID test, even though I already have the antibodies for COVID, and now flights are canceling and bridges are closing. It's almost like they don't want anybody to attend this thing. It's making it impossible even for members of Congress to get into the damn thing.
You're a former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, one of the most powerful positions in the world. What message does this send to the American people? And what message does it send to other countries around the world that we need 30,000 troops to separate their elected president from the American people?
Look, I'm still the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee. We're getting briefed on everything that's going on. This goes back to what should have happened on the day that the riot occurred. There should have been the proper fencing in place, and historically there always was. So what we don't know is what did he know and when did she know it? Not that it was okay to go in and riot and break windows. That's never okay, especially it's not something that Republicans agree with. We're always been the party of law and order. But at the same time, it's clear the Capitol Police knew that this had to happen and knew that we needed that. And so now all of a sudden they've gone from mocking Donald Trump for walking across the street to look at a burned church with the Secretary of Defense and saying that he was hunkering down, to saying we don't want the military there. Someone said we don't want the military there, which at the end of the day, it's Pelosi's responsibility. To now we bring in, you know, half of the military, you know, I guess a full corps of the military.
Yeah, almost three divisions.
So this is, yep. Yeah, this is absolutely incredible. And, you know, I'm not seeing any intelligence that would amount to having, you know, this many troops on the ground in Washington, D.C. I don't see anything like that. It looks totally ridiculous. I mean, there's plenty of ways that we've done throughout the past to you know, you go six blocks around the Capitol. I mean, for God's sakes, even at the height of Al-Qaeda and those threats and George W. Bush, I was in Congress at that time. You had to bring everybody over for a State of the Union address. I would think that level of security would be more than enough, because I'm not seeing any intelligence whatsoever that says that there's a army of Nazi Americans that are going to invade the United States Capitol. It just doesn't exist, and it looks pathetic. And honestly, the mainstream media is playing this up. So what's happening here, and I'll just finish with this, Seabass, this is theater.
Yeah.
They're doing this to show the American people that they control their all the way to their iPhones. They're feeding in propaganda into their phones to say, look at what Trump and the Republicans created. This is now a war zone in Washington, D.C. So, and, you know, unfortunately, if you're not smart enough to listen to America First or the other podcasts that are out there, I mean, Parler's now shut down. So, look, a lot of people, or American people, sadly, are going to be falling for this nonsense that we need, you know, an entire, like you said, three divisions to protect the United States Capitol. It's a joke.
Beyond the lack of any threat assessment that you've seen as the senior member there, what about, we played the audio, what about Congressman Cohen saying, well, since the majority of the National Guard are Caucasian, are white, then there is a threat from insider violence, from inside our armed services. Your response to that allegation?
Well, then I guess that you can't have it both ways. Either you want the 30,000 troops or you don't, you moron. So, by the way, that's a racist thing to say.
Yeah.
That's a completely racist thing to say. I mean, I've heard these stories about now they're vetting the military. I mean, you know this from your background, your family's background. Well, that's what the old Soviet satellite states did back at the height of the Soviet Union, is you not only had to have your secret, you know, police, then you had to take your regular military, and you had to have elite forces that you would clear to make sure that you don't kill the dictator or the Politburo leadership.
Yeah, claim, so, political purity. Yeah.
Right, and so I'm guessing now, if you're in the Guard, and if there's anything up that that you supported Donald Trump on your Facebook page or what have you, my guess is that they're going to try to purge you. You know, just like they're purging everybody else. And look, I think the biggest issue here of all is that people that know the media is fake, they know the Democrats are creating kabuki theater here, we have no outlet to social media to communicate to the millions of Americans that are out there that need to hear from your podcast or that need to hear from a story from one of the actual outlets that are doing real investigative journalism. I don't have that ability to send that out to my constituents and my followers anymore because, you know, I'm banned to Facebook and the Twitter sewer, which, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to participate on those platforms when my free speech, my political speech is being censored. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Devin Nunes, Congressman for California 22. We'll talk about big tech in a second, but I have to ask you because we haven't spoken on air since it occurred. The 10 votes for impeachment from members of the GOP last week. Your response to that action?
Well, look, I haven't spoken to any of the 10 that have made this vote yet, but I want to hear from them. I want to hear why did you make this vote? I want to know, is anybody holding grudges here? Was this just cast in haste because of, you know, things that Trump may have said about someone? Were you just offended? Because, look, the bottom line is this. I mean, impeachment's only been used four times in U.S. history that I can recall. And twice were against this president.
Correct.
In essentially less than 1 year.
Yeah.
And, of course, I know, which all 10 of these members should have known, that there was a coup going on against this president starting in 2016, where they weaponized the intelligence services in this country to target the Trump campaign and effectively our party, the Republican Party. And this went on and on with millions of dollars that were spent. And it's totally inappropriate that this occurred.
Find out more about that unbelievable story and how Congressman Nunes stepped into the breach. It's The Plot Against the President, an incredible film, patpmovie.com. That's patpmovie.com. Congressman, the last couple of minutes.
CBS, could I say something real quick about that?
Yeah.
So this has been the number one documentary on Amazon.
Correct.
Now for 3 months. And yet, you can't find anything out there on this documentary. In fact, my guess is this is one of the top performing documentaries
ever
in modern history.
Right.
And yet it's being silenced. Nobody even knows that this documentary is out there, except for the millions of people who have actually seen it now.
Yeah, Amanda Milius made it, and it's superb, and you have to see it. You can get it online, Amazon Prime, but also watch it in theaters, patpmovie.com. Last minute and a half we have with you. We talked about big tech. What do we do? What do we do moving forward? 74 million Americans voted for the president. They've had enough. I've seen so many people leave social media, as you are suggesting. Do we create our own conservative ghettos, our own ecosystems? Because we're not going to see legislation to control the fascists in Silicon Valley. So what's Congressman Nunes's response?
Well, right now, you can't win a battle for ideas if you have no way to communicate.
Yes.
You know, just like in war, right, which I know you're an expert on. If you have, rule number one when you go to war is you can't win a war without logistics. The key component to logistics is having things, simple things like ability to communicate. Which in the battle for ideas, communications is the most important thing. So we're in a ghetto now. They're putting us to the dark places of the internet. Like I said, I effectively have no way to communicate to people unless I want to go on these manipulative sites that I'm not going to do. And so the answer is going to be that we're going to have to create our own ecosystem out there before we even get to step one. So a lot of people are very frustrated. But I've been on this now for many, many months saying that, I actually advised the president to get off of Twitter. I told him that 6 months
wow.
ago. You know, when I made the move to Parler back in June of last year, I told the White House, I told the president, said, you've got to get off Twitter. Ultimately, they're going to censor you.
Well, hopefully Parler, according to the latest reports, will be up and running soon. In the meantime, go to Nunes.house.gov. Please keep doing what you do. Godspeed. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Because there is nothing in the Constitution that says the president gets a free pass if he does something impeachable in the last few weeks or days of his term. In addition, Tom is missing the second vote that we're going to take, which is to prevent the president from ever holding public office. I think that's important.
Why, Maisie? Maisie Hirono on CNN saying you've got to prevent Donald Trump from ever running for public office again. Why is that? Why are you so afraid of him? Is it because 74 million Americans voted for him? Is it because after 4 years of you lying about him, Maisie, with your collaborators at CNN and elsewhere, he got 10 million more votes? That's the left. They want to cancel you not just on Twitter, but in the real world as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I'm a proud owner of a car firearm. We interviewed Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Firearms. He knows what the Second Amendment means, his family having escaped communist North Korea. And personally, he revolutionized the firearms industry 25 years ago when he was in college. Car is a U.S.-based firearms manufacturer who's in this fight for America with us here at America First. Car makes patented, high-quality pocket pistols. I carry them too. At the best prices. Visit KAHR.com to choose the best one for you today. That's KAHR.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. Matt in North Carolina, line one.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I wanted to compliment you on having the patience of a saint with that idiot Wendell about 40 minutes ago.
I'm not sure I sounded very patient, but I appreciate it, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yes, but let me explain. The one after that was also equally as idiotic, and I wanted to compliment you on your patience, and they would not have lasted 5 minutes on any of the several crane barges that I ran. They would have been thrown overboard.
Several of the what?
Several of the crane barges,
Oh, crane barges. Oh, my gosh.
Crane.
So talk to me. Talk to me about these people who, I can tell the world, our millions of listeners and viewers, that I spoke to the president yesterday. I called him in the White House. He was on good form. He was, sad about what happened. 2.5 months ago in America, but he hasn't lost his fighting spirit, but he is leaving the White House. Why is that not enough for people, Matt, to hear that? I spoke to him.
Sorry, Dr. Gorka, I don't mean to interrupt.
No.
It's your show.
Go ahead.
I have radio protocol training, sir, and I appreciate my friend has his own show, and regional show, not national like yours. But I appreciate the address for Trump Tower.
Oh, hang on, stop! I need the answer to the question I posed to you. But I do owe everybody because I'm getting texts like crazy on our text line. So, guys, if you want to say, that's why I rang the president yesterday to say thank you to him and his family, and to say I'm still there, and I support him and whatever I can do. So, if you want to say thank you to one of the greatest presidents of the modern age, Donald J. Trump, just send him a letter. But I think it's better just in a little postcard to Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, Trump Towers, 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, zip 10022. So, guys, I'm going to put it on all our social media platforms, but please write this down now. And just for the cost of a postage stamp, just say thank you to this amazing man, Donald J. Trump. The Trump Organization, Trump Towers, 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. Do it, guys. Let's show up. Let's flood the Postal Service with our thank yous. Let's send a message that even the lamestream media can't ignore. So, Matt, explain to me why what I say isn't enough for some people.
Because they don't have the intellect, Dr. Gorka. I mean, your show is tough to get on. I understand why, because you're so popular. And I'm not a patronizing type of guy. You know what I mean? I'm on a lot of shows. But you have the content and the integrity and all those things that I appreciate.
Yeah, but I'm not sure it's just a function of intellect. I think it's something psychological. It's this kind of disconnect from reality. But I'll take the compliment. God bless you, Matt. Be careful on those crane barges. Stay on the line. Let's give him, I think he's called before. Let's give him a choice of whichever signed book he wants. Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. We try every single day. Is it true? Frederick's in the Netherlands? Niederländische Freundin. Hello, Frederick.
Hello there, sir. Sebastian Gorka. Very nice to speak to you. Much respect to you and the effort you put.
Thank you.
Into what you do.
How do you listen to our show, Frederick?
Well, actually, we came on. I actually found you on YouTube and Twitter, of course. You know, mainstream media did make you obviously famous. Now, not famous, of course, you're famous because of what you do and the books you write. But yeah, the mainstream media here, you appear in all the major searches on Facebook, of course.
Well, thank you for listening to us 5,000 miles away.
Yeah, well, it's actually the envisionment of Trump is, of course, worldwide. And this is something that I would like to say. A lot of people are stuck in these theories and stories that, you know, you can't make them up. The fantasy these people have, it's brilliant. I have to say, if you talk about psychology like you did with your last guest, I have to say this is amazing what people can come up with.
But I find it so...
I don't know how they do it.
You know what troubles me, Frederick? I don't know how they function in normal life. How do you deal with the vicissitudes, the challenges of a normal day if you think conspiracy theories are happening at a geopolitical level? But anyway, that's my problem. What brought you to our show today, Frederick?
I understood what you say. It's that could be people that could be sitting on the edge of their bed and be afraid to put their foot in the sock because they don't know what's inside the sock.
Exactly.
Yes, you know. Anyway, some of the things that I would like to say to you is behind you in that cupboard, you have some very nice Star Wars and other puppets. I really appreciate that. Every single one of them tells a story, and I could talk about them for hours. But what I would like to say is that Trump and psychology, the man has worked miracles. You guys did. You actually also convey a lot of his spirit. I can feel that. And if you hear him speak and you hear you speak, you guys have kind of the same message. You try to be above and beyond the realm of panic, of constant fear. You just, you know, you stay calm, you stay cool. And this actually, in our countries here in Europe, it actually made us believe more in other people. The way we used to look at migrants and people from the Arabic states, it changed over the last 4 years. He didn't have to talk about it. He didn't have to say, you got to be friends, you got to be good together. No, it just happened.
It is a truly global phenomenon. I think it starts in the UK with our friend Nigel Farage. I think it travels through continental Europe. I think it ends up on that escalator in Trump Tower and then even goes further to India and the phenomena of Modi there as well. God bless you, Frederick. Stay on the line. I know it's going to take a few postage stamps, but let's send him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. What have we had? Brazil, Ireland, the Netherlands, Israel, United Arab Emirates. It's not bad for 2 years. Come on, guys. Let's see how far we can get calls from. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
It's the Rudy Giuliani defense. There is a strong likelihood that more than 17 Republicans will, because essentially that argument is this was justified. The attack on the Capitol and the attempt to end the congressional hearing on certifying the election was justified because all these charges are true. And frankly, they aren't. They have been given every opportunity to prove them in a court of law and have failed to do so. So I think it really boils down to what's the defense that the president is going to make. And if it's Rudy Giuliani's defense, I think it raises the likelihood of more than 17 Republicans voting for conviction.
That's the problem with our side. Karl Rove, that little clip of Karl Rove on Fox News Sunday is an encapsulation. I mean, what was that? 36 seconds. That is everything you need to know about the swamp on the right. A, Karl Rove, Rudy Giuliani did not, and nobody on the president's team has said that the violence on Capitol Hill was justified by election fraud, you lying hack. Makes me so angry. So angry. And secondly, the idea that you are providing a scenario in which the president would be convicted in the Senate is more of your wishful thinking than anything else. I hate showing clips of people like that, except to illustrate a point. And Karl Rove, you made it by lying about your fellow Americans. You were an irrelevance as a deputy chief of staff under the Bush administration, and today you're actually an impediment to the conservative movement reforming itself. And you have no idea why we elected Donald J. Trump. Car Firearms is proud to sponsor this segment. Car Arms, Magnum Research, and Auto Ordnance together. That's the Car Firearms Group, a family of brands defending your family's freedom. Check out their incredible selection of weapons at K KAHR.com and guarantee the Second Amendment today. That's KAHR.com. Calls 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Wayne in Orlando, line four.
Hi there, Seb. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So I think I understand why everybody is still waiting for something to happen and why they're just not embracing what now appears to be the truth of the fact that the president's going to step down out of office. And that's because, first of all, we're in a state of disbelief that the censorship, that the activist media, which now lacks journalism, has really taken place. I mean, this is things that I never dreamed. I'm 50, yeah, almost 59 years old now. I never dreamed it would take place in our country. And this president has been so good and so strong at dealing with these people under attack. I equate him to that New York hustler on the street that's taking people's money. He's playing the shell game. He's got them looking over here, and the media follows that. Meanwhile, over here, he gets the wall built.
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did for 4 years, Wayne. He got them to focus on this tweet while he actually built 450 miles of wall, while he brought five nations into a new peace treaty in the Middle East, while he destroyed ISIS. You're so right. But, Wayne, explain to me how somebody can text me now, text me on our text line, and say the president has betrayed him because he's not using the military to take over the country. That's not American.
Yeah, it's not America. And when it comes down to the bottom line, the president is not who the media makes him out to be.
Correct.
That what they're describing right now is what the president that the media makes out to be would do. Yeah. But this is a much stronger man, and he has been great for America. And I, for one, am sad to see him disappear.
We're all sad, but he's not disappearing for good. Wayne, hey, let me ask, what do you do for a living?
I have a custom closet design business.
You have a very clear eye on the world. I commend you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
To stay informed. And it's unfortunate, but I have to almost, in my industry, there's 50% that are leftists and 50% that are conservatives. So I really can't voice my opinion because, you know, it's a calculated balance here, a decision that I've made, because I know that I will lose business when I make known my position.
Oh, I understand.
But there comes a point when you just can't hold your tongue, and this I'm really frightened and concerned about where our country is going right now, and I just don't know what the future holds for us.
But I think,
as I told my wife, we have to keep God in front of us and keep focused forward and know that He's the one that appoints leaders and rulers in our country and others across the nation. And this is going to be a learning experience. We have to do what we have to do to continue to provide.
We turn to God. We lay everything at our Lord's feet. And we thank Donald Trump for showing us the way. More people will have courage after the last 4 years. Stay on the line, Wayne. Let's give Wayne a choice of whichever signed book he would like to have. Great, great calls, guys. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow, did you hear that? Her pain has gone. Find out for yourself right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. Do it now.
Captain Mandrig speaking. This is a public announcement. To all the sane and reasonable people in the world, I'd like you to know the Democrats are a sandwich short of a picnic. Thank you for your attention. Goodbye!
I think that's putting it mildly. Thank you, Group Captain Mandrake. We are back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Great calls today. Great calls. We will return to them. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, momentarily. That's 833-334-6752. It was so good. Usually when you call the president, you call the White House switchboard, you say who you are. They can see your number, unless you've blocked it, and you say, I'd like to talk to the president. And they check, and usually they say, we'll get back to you. And they do. And the president gets back in a couple of hours when he's not, you know, signing a new trade deal or a peace treaty. But yesterday was different. And I felt a little bad about it because it was 7:15 on a Sunday night. But I felt a need. I felt a need to just... Maybe it was presumptuous of me, and I won't go into all the details because it wouldn't be appropriate, but I felt, and this I can share, that I wanted to say thank you, not just for what he'd done for me, but for America. And I think I was speaking for tens of millions of Americans who just want to say, make a gesture of gratitude for everything the president and his family have done for all of us, and everything that they've been put through and how they've borne it with such grace in terms of how differently things should have turned out. We had a good chat. He was in much better mood than he was when I spoke to him last after the elections. And let me just end on this. Let me just share this with you. He's not going to disappear. It's not happening. I don't think that's news to anybody who's watched this man for the last 50-odd years of his life. But he will not go quietly into the night. And after what they did to him last week, I don't think he should. So, I had an opportunity, through special circumstances, to say thank you. Why don't you? I know we have at least 3 million people just listening right now live to this radio show. We have... Untold, we're just about to break 29 million views on YouTube and then add the podcast and Rumble and everything else. So here's my suggestion, my plea to you. I get so many people saying, when you tell the president, will you tell him we're with him and we thank him? And he knows that. But make it material. Make it tangible. Will you send a thank you, a letter, or just a postcard to this man? Let's flood the U.S. Postal Service. Let's make it so that bags are delivered like it's Christmas with Santa and his presents every day to Trump Tower. So write down this address and show your thanks to one of the most successful and conservative presidents of the modern age. Here's the address. Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, Trump Tower, 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. That's Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, Trump Towers, 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10022. Let's do it. Let's tell him how grateful we are. Back to your calls. Christy, Arizona, line 3. Welcome, Christy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gork. I really appreciate your show. I watch you all the time.
Thank you.
You know what? There was a guy that called in not too long ago, and I really... wanted to say everything he said about people. I don't believe everyone who's holding on to these conspiracies is literally nuts. Some of them are nuts, for sure. But I think a lot of them are just scared to death, and they're watching the crackdown, and they're watching the troops. And so, naturally, that little voice in the back of your mind telling you that maybe there's still hope, you sort of grasp onto that, while the rest of us say it's absolutely not true.
No, I think I'm very grateful for you saying that. I think for a lot of people, especially the elderly and some of the ladies who texted me or DM'd me, it is fear. And, you know, it's my fault because this is what I've been doing. And I texted somebody who just didn't want to believe me. And I said, trust me, okay? You know, you're listening to videos from people you've never heard of, or like that guy in the UK called Parks, who actually said he was raised by aliens. And I don't mean illegal aliens. I mean like intergalactic aliens. And people are listening to videos from people like that to get an inside, you know, view of what's really going to happen. And it's just lies. It's crazy people. It's grifters. And I've been doing national security since I joined the British military in 1993. No, sorry. What am I talking? 1991. Oh my gosh, I'm old. 1991. I spent 6 years in the U.S. Defense Department. I worked in the White House. Please, just, you know, do due diligence. But I think we have to be a little bit understanding. Yes, a lot of it is about fear. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you saying that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Stay on the line. Let's say thank you to that great caller. Wow. We get some people who are afraid. We get some people who are crazy. But we get some great Americans. And she's one of them. Let's give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Back to your calls. Call board. Oh, my gosh. Brent. We've got to talk to Brent. But first, the number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. This is America First, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. This is a personal story for me. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And that's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country. Don't just take my word for it. See their incredible personal video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. And then, I think you deserve to find out for yourself if this is the answer for your predicament. Just order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call them on 800-500-8384. It'll arrive at your house in 3 days or less. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, just like I do, you will know if it works for you, like it works for me, thousands of your Americans, and also Leah in Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Wow. That could be you. That should be you. Don't wait any longer. 8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Back next with Brent.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Well, I used to say, and in fact, I think I said in my first book that, and maybe this was foolish, but I really meant it, that someday I'd like to maybe lose everything for a period of time to see who's loyal and who's not loyal. And I found out a lot of things.
Did you find out who's loyal and not loyal?
I tell you what, and you can't guess it. You can't predict it. You think certain people would be loyal no matter what, and it turns out that they're not. And you just can't predict it. It's very difficult.
You can't predict it, but the good guys are going to be loyal. That was the president before he was president a long time ago on the Charlie Rose Show in 1992. You will find out who your real friends are when stuff gets difficult. Thank you to, is it Cynthia in Australia who's texting me? Across the planet, we are global. We are everywhere. Let's go to our good friend Brent in Los Angeles, who's been waiting very patiently. Line two.
Blessings, good Gorka.
Thank you, Brent.
And I was thinking, today, on America's holy Martin Luther King birthday, the left and black matter are celebrating the re-enslavement of black America once again beneath the boot of the Democrat Party, along with enslaving whites, Christians, Jews, and Muslims into their Maoist Borg. And the left have always loathed Martin Luther King. BLM's predecessor, the Black Panthers, always labeled him an Uncle Tom. And China, the largest, most savage slave empire in human history, is now assimilating America into its barbaric Borg.
Yeah, look, I think powerful words, Brent, but I think words of truth. This is a new form of enslavement. And what they've done for the black community, it is putting them under the heel of dependence. And just one little reminder, MLK's daughter said that the Reverend Martin Luther King voted Republican his whole life. What does that tell you? Thank you, Brent. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Some good breaking news. Let's share some good news. You know, Simon & Schuster canceled their contract with Josh Hawley's book on big tech. Well, guess what? Somebody else is going to publish it. My publisher, Regnery. Good for them. Well done. If you want more good news, if you want something uplifting, you don't want to switch on the TV, watch a story about a man, an amazing man whose life embodied the values we strive to live today: personal responsibility, hard work, and a good education, living each day with a thankful heart. It's the story of Herman Cain, Paul to CEO, and you can watch it with us at salemnow.com. Watch something that actually makes you feel good at the end when the credits roll. Save 20% when you stream it today. That's the Herman Cain story, Paul to CEO, at salemnow.com. Back in a moment after these messages here on America First.